Listener production.
It's just a random tomato sitting there.
Yeah, Joe was just like,
I love it. I think it's a great idea. Put him under the pump a bit. He was nervous downstairs as well when we were talking about it.
You don't like tomatoes, right?
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
You know what? Rollo, it's keeping him, this bloke, accountable.
Yeah. I think if you're getting, I'm very stubborn. To prove a point, I'll do anything. Wait, I'm going to eat this next time. I retain it. This is gross.
Oh, you're
my Invisalign.
Yeah, yuck. That's the last thing I'd want in mine.
Tomato flavored Invisalign.
Tomato seeds in your Invisalign. Yuck.
Hate tomatoes as well. So.
We're recording.
Would be great. Did you get that?
Nah. Coming up on the Ben and Harry podcast.
Big H. What was that?
I was wondering why you fumbled the ball and what was going through your head in that moment.
Marcus and Tom said do a mic drop, like a podcasting related mic. Yeah.
Geez, you'll cop it for that.
Yeah. It'd want to be a pretty clutch goal.
Yeah.
First quarter, 3 minutes in.
That's a mic drop.
Down by 40.
You know the Captain Feathersword?
Yeah.
I used to have nightmares about him all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Eating on podcasts is like, it's not good listening.
I hate how he says that at the end of whatever I say. Right on, mate.
Yeah.
Okay, mate.
Let's get stuck into it.
The emerging stars are still yet to meet on an AFL field.
So Ben's Ben and Harry, or Harry's Harry and Ben.
Oh, we're off.
That wasn't recorded.
We're off and running. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, everybody.
Big week. Feels like a big week.
Big week.
Yeah.
Gather round.
Gather round.
We all gathered. We were all over there.
Yeah, we were.
Before that, we've neglected to get straight into our intro, which H, you like to lead.
This or that?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got one?
You prepared?
It could be a matter of
this or that.
MJ's now just written on our rundown, I've lost track of scores, dot, 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 so.
This could be the final week of it.
Wouldn't think it's rocket science to keep up MJ, is it? Anyway, this week's this or that, we've got Rosedale.
Rosedale.
R-O-S-E-D-A-L-E.
Sounds like a race course.
Sounds like a place, town.
Yeah.
It is a town.
Sure. Is it the third place in the 1987 Melbourne Cup?
Or a racehorse.
Or the sixth song on Taylor Swift's 2008 EP, Beautiful Eyes.
That's a really good one. I think that's my favourite you've done. Because it exposes us as non-Swifties, Ben.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Just stab in the dark.
You
this
go
is,
first.
This is a stab in the dark. What was the horse? Melbourne Cup
third place
winner?
It came third, if that helps. That's not going to help.
Podium.
Well, it might. I want to go the horse.
I'm going the horse as well.
You are both correct.
Yes!
That's the first time we were both incorrect.
Hold on.
We're away.
Took us a month, but we both got correct.
We got there.
I won't reveal my source, but you said that was the best one yet. That was actually sent to me by someone at the football club. So
that's good,
thank
though.
Thank you. Yeah, they're getting involved, which is good.
Yeah, I'm glad you owned that. And another thing that you have to own is Tomato Gate. So let's just recap for people who hadn't heard this initially.
Yes, I do.
Don't lie.
I'm not lying.
You are.
No, I'm not.
If we ask Mum, the food growing up you didn't like was tomato.
When I was growing up, but my palate has matured and I like tomatoes.
If I had a tomato right here, you'd eat it.
Yep, no worries.
It's such a lie.
No, it's not. I always have tomato.
So you always have tomato. That was the quote.
That was the quote. And then I put up a story on my socials and at Ben and Harry podcast shared it that we were out for dinner last night at a seafood fish and chip sort of place and Harry got a garden salad and
It was a Greek salad.
A Greek salad.
You opted into the salad. It wasn't just like...
Yeah, Greek salad. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
You picked one with tomatoes in it.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And
so firstly, that proves my point that no dramas with tomatoes.
I wouldn't opt
into buying a salad that has tomatoes in it if I didn't like it.
But you didn't touch any of the tomatoes.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
There was plenty of tomatoes in the salad and there's a couple on the side. I was full. We had a lot of other... There was salmon, there was rice, there was the rest of the salad.
Your knife and fork were in the middle of a table, which means you're done. Yeah. And there was 10 pieces plus of tomato.
Finishing as well. You took a photo at the wrong time.
So. No, I didn't. Anyway, we've got a tomato here and you're going to have to eat it to prove. And you're going to do it because, as you said off air, you'll do anything to hide your ego. So.
You did say, I'm so stubborn that I would do this regardless of whether I like tomato or not.
Well, so what's the pass? I'm not. I can't really bother eating the whole tomato like an apple.
I'm not really interested in you eating the whole tomato either. I would just like, because you did leave a lot on that plate. I was surprised.
It's a shocking knife, by the way.
Are we recording this, please?
Ben's trying to cut it. It's effectively a cheese knife.
It's not like down the middle.
It's like you're trying to cut brie.
No, that's better.
Yeah, just a slice, that'll do.
That's a thick slice.
Oh, because I don't love tomato.
Do you want a thick slice?
Will you eat that?
Well, yeah, I'll eat it. Right. I don't mind.
Will you enjoy it?
But that doesn't matter, is it?
That's a shocking knife.
No, it doesn't matter. Yuck. And eating on podcasts is like, it's not good listening.
I don't mind tomatoes, mate. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You got to watch the whole reaction because here, once the camera's off.
Yeah. You won't need your water, will you?
Hey, wash it down. You can't drink your water.
You just love the taste so much, aren't you fine?
It's a little dry, the tomatoes.
How is a tomato dry?
It's the wettest vegetable.
That's the dumbest thing you've ever said.
Beautiful.
Nice.
Does that prove the point?
That doesn't prove anything really, does it?
It proves you're willing to eat them, but I don't know if you love them.
No. It's all right, mate. If you don't like the food,
let's just say if there was cheese there, you wouldn't eat it.
Yeah, but he doesn't say
I would do. I hate it, but I would do it to prove a point. Like you just did.
All right, well, MJ, we just see MJ.
Jesus Christ.
Expect a big bowl of cheese next week.
Which cheese would you most likely eat, you reckon?
What's the one on pizzas?
Just like a mozzarella. Just the
probably that's the dumbest thing ever. You eat it on pizza.
You eat it in tomato sauces. You have it like
I like principle. Tomatoes. We've just established
don't. That photo that's last night proves your point. Proves my point.
I just ate a tomato, no dramas, without flinching. Beautiful.
Yeah. Oh. Footy. All right.
Thanks, man.
We had heaps and heaps and heaps of messages in the last 7 days. Lots of footy questions. And now that the season feels like it's gaining a bit of momentum, unfortunately, bad loss for your boys over the weekend in Gatherham.
Yeah, shocking.
What
wasn't a great result, was it?
No, it wasn't. Don't be a smartass.
I wasn't being a smartass. How has that been a smartass?
It's shocking.
It's a 70-point loss on Friday night. You guys are lucky to win it as well.
How's this got anything to do with us?
Wow.
Anyway, continue rolling.
So you're happy with the result?
No.
70-point loss.
But you're being a smartass. I don't.
That's not being a smartass at all.
Yeah, he was. Anyway.
It was a touch unnecessary.
Yeah, correct. Thank you. Thank you.
He knows it was shocking.
So I was right.
No, you're right. It wasn't a particularly enjoyable night. I thought we started pretty well. The first 30 or 40 minutes was solid. But after that, it was one-way traffic and disappointing to walk away with a loss like that on a big stage. Obviously, gather around over there, Port home game. It was a beautiful weather over there. The stage was sort of set and we weren't able to make the most of it. But you know, we've reviewed it really strongly and, you know, got a few points to work off this week. And the good thing about footy is that there is next week to go again. So we play Friday night again, which is nice to get back on the train and move forward again. So
I think those marquee gather around games are bloody tough. We learned a pretty good lesson last year.
Yeah.
That's true.
There wasn't an out for us last year or anything like that, but yeah, you got to be on those nights, I reckon, because
they've got nothing to lose almost.
Yeah, like it's a big game for that state.
Yeah. Do you agree that it is, I mean, I don't want you to make a headline for yourselves, but a touch unfair that they don't play each other in Gather Round? It feels like it's the perfect time for a showdown because there's no advantage there. But
I haven't really thought about that.
I didn't think about that at all
until then.
Imagine how big that showdown would be on the Thursday night of Gather Round. It'd be huge.
Unbelievably the hottest ticket.
So what's the argument that every team gets 11 home, 11 away, plus a Gather Round, but they get the extra...
Basically just a free hit at home.
Free hit at home, yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah. God, I don't know.
I think it would be silly to do commercially because then you get two showdowns separately away from Gather Round.
Yeah.
And then any time Port Adelaide or Adelaide play in Gather Round is a marquee game.
It's just another marquee game, Anyway. The fixture's compromised in so many different areas of it, so it's not even worth arguing. We have heaps of grabs about footy, so we'll get on to Carlton. This is a grab from Zara. She has a question for you, Harry.
Hey, guys. It's Zara from Elsternwick here. Carlton's had 4 straight wins. How's Big H feeling?
Yeah, we're feeling pretty good.
Big H.
What was that?
I like it. Big H.
Big H. Why did you say like a weirdo?
How are you feeling? You must be pumped.
Yeah, it's been a good start. I've said it a couple of times in the last few weeks that I think this time of year it's important just to win. Like whether you're playing your absolute best footy, I don't think anyone is. System-wise, you're still tweaking a couple of things, but to win is great at this time of year because you can set up your season. On the weekend, it wasn't a perfect game. You know, we knew Frio, the way they play, it was going to be a tough, kind of dour, kind of sloggy game. And, yeah, they defend really well and they're strong in the contest. So it wasn't going to be a, you know, a shootout or a pretty game or anything like that. But, yeah, we weren't perfect, especially second half, but the way we defended and, again, it was another example of late in games, everyone knowing their role and being able to execute in that scenario, which is really pleasing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, to be 4-0, yeah, it's a really good start to the year. It doesn't necessarily guarantee anything, but, yeah, we're in a pretty good spot, which is nice.
When you have a game where you feel like you haven't played very well and then you end up getting the points at the end of it, is it almost more satisfying because it's like we had so much we could have improved on and we get that lesson, but we also get the win at the same time?
Yeah, I've actually thought a little bit about what you said. I can't remember who said it, but you said the best scenario is you get the 4 points and the lesson.
I think Nathan Buckley said that. It's always stuck with me.
Yeah, it's a really good way of looking at it. So obviously you can use a week. Our footy club is great at win, lose or draw. These are a couple of things we did well and we're doing well. These are a couple of things we want to keep getting better at.
Mm.
We do that regardless, but to get 4 points alongside that kind of improvement is great. And as I said, like this time of year, it's all about banking points. So, yeah, you know that you could be better and we could have played a fraction, yeah, more consistent or better, but to walk away with a win this time of year, never won an Adelaide Oval before, yeah, like get that hoodoo off the back, get the 4 points, get out of there, good day.
Yeah, for sure. Yep. You've obviously been flying, Harry, as have you been, 7 AFL Team of the Week in round 3.
Oh, was it? Then it was Ben this week.
No, I don't think either of you made it this week.
Oh, what's going on down there?
And then off the back of that, not your perfect game, I think we can say over the weekend, but you'd probably be the first to acknowledge.
Yeah, well, as I said before, we knew it wasn't going to be a shootout and it was definitely a tougher night ahead of the ball. But these are some of the ones where externally, like numbers weren't huge, but then as a forward line, we played a role quite well and executed what we could do. I'm sure you're referring to, well, we can play the grab.
Yeah, but, well, Madison had a question, so we may as well just address your fumble.
Hi, Harry. I'm from Brisbane, and my name is Madison, and I'm a big Carlton fan. I was watching the game on, when was it? Saturday. I was wondering why you fumbled the ball and what was going through your head in that moment. With love. Bye-bye.
With love.
With love. Thanks.
Why'd you do it?
I didn't try to do it, I promise. it was a bit of a funny one in the end. A few boys reckon I've gone full ruck mode and a bit of the ruck stuff's creeping in. But, it wasn't ideal. It was quite annoying. But, yeah, essentially I took a mark and, thought I had a little bit of space to play on. And as I look back, I must have knocked the ball in my hip or something, or it just slipped out. And, kind of stuffed it up, which is, those are the ones where you hate being in, but you just kind of have to laugh. And even Vossi and a few of the boys were just like, just got to laugh about it and move on. It wasn't perfect, but, a few boys were like, oh, some of the ruck stuff's creeping in, I reckon, mate, because stuff not like that. But, yeah.
Did you see it live, Ben?
I think I did. I didn't watch much because we were flying back from Adelaide as the game was on. So I think we caught the first quarter before we left or something. But unfortunately, that was the only – I saw the first quarter and that was it. But that's all right. As you said, you're human. You make mistakes.
Do you feel stiff that, like, on all the AFL content pages and stuff, like they cut that up and then push it out?
Like, oh, I come on. I haven't seen any of it, but I'm sure it's pretty funny. Like,
it is pretty funny.
I've learned not to take that stuff too seriously. But, it's one of those ones you love that you didn't do. But, there's no menace in it or no harm. It's just a stuff up and it all happens. But, it was actually hard. It was probably hard to do.
On a serious note, you know how you said you want to take your time when you have those opportunities? You still have that freedom in if you feel like you've got a meter or two to take it.
I don't necessarily think
you didn't do anything wrong.
I don't think the decision was necessarily wrong to – if you think you've got 4 meters and you can just take 3 steps and run to the goal line, it was purely like my hip when I was looking back.
It was
just the execution of it, but
the second part, not the first part. Yeah.
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 Yeah. You're right.
So it's not as I said, it's not just a huge dilemma or mistake. It was just one of those funny ones that happen. Yeah. Footy, you look like an idiot for a minute, and
Happens to everyone, but, you know.
Oh, right. My God.
I've looked like an idiot a million times, so I'm not too fussed and, yeah, happy we can all laugh about it.
Sometimes you're the rock star.
That's right. That's what. This week I don't suck and my family doesn't hate me this week.
I'm hating on you. Don't.
Another light one before we get on to the biggest talking point from the game. This is a question from Max.
Hey, Ari, it's Max from Angry, and I want to know what the fire symbol means because I saw you at Gatherun and I saw them holding it up.
Thanks, Max.
What a legend. The fire symbol. The placards we see from the bench from different teams.
Is this making footy news or am I just living under a rock?
I reckon Max is just an avid Carlton fan.
Yeah. Well, without going into a heap of detail, but essentially most teams have a sign for we want to try and move the ball a bit quicker and score a bit heavier, depending on the scoreboard in game. And then they'll have a sign for we want to try and take this thing out of the game a little bit and take some time off the clock. So it's quite generic around the league. Generic. But
Am I wrong? Did those signs come in during COVID?
COVID it was, yeah.
And they've just maintained it?
Because you couldn't have the runner out.
Yeah.
Is that right?
I think that's
my memory of it. I never saw those signs.
Normally the runner was able to get out as much as they wanted, but they had to pull it back. And because remember, the trainers weren't on the ground either or anything like that. So I think you're right.
What a weird time.
They're actually so handy for the time left. I'll always look over.
Yeah, bloody oath. Because we don't really know as players because it's obviously count-up clock. So
we've had that debate. I just think the clock should be on the scoreboard and be done with it.
We're the only sport you reckon around the world that it's a count-up clock.
Like soccer is, but
it's a fixed
time. Yeah, and correct. Then they put up 5 minutes.
Three minutes. Yeah.
So you have a general idea. In AFL, it's the only one where everyone's guessing.
At the stadium,
but then
guessing.
I can open my app in the stadium and figure it out. Like the only people who don't know are the players. It blows
like
my mind.
I've said a few times, like, crazy, if you had a shot late, you'd nearly look over to the crowd and like ask them how long is left because that would have that.
It's happened before.
I've played
against players who have asked and vice versa, asked the cheer squad how long is left or
You're
whatever.
Kidding?
No,
the cheer squad
because they know because they got the phone up. They know. Yeah.
That is hilarious.
Yeah,
I haven't 100%. Heard that before.
Yeah.
And now Ava has a question that pertains to the biggest talking point from the game. So we'll get into that grab here.
Hey Ben and Harry, it's Ava from Greensboro. I was just wondering what your thoughts are on the captain review and if it should be implemented into the game. Go Blues!
So Ava referring to a talking point that's come out of the game because we saw the mark that Cottrell took that led to the match-winning goal. Obviously, I think you can accept as well that it came off James Aisha's shoulder. Have you seen footage that...
Well, I think the AFL has come out and we've been pretty clear in that, so not making headlines, but...
And it would hardly be the first mark that's ever been taken.
I know it's my team, but like that scenario where it would come off, that would happen 4 or 5 times a game.
More.
Easily.
Minimum. Yeah.
So that's one part of it. And then the fact that like there's so much, even if that wasn't like touched, there was still like 90 seconds left. Like anything can happen in footy. Yeah. Like I understand that we look at, you know, moments late in games, but the game is made up of so many moments over 120 minutes. And there's the unknown of it, of what could have happened that last minute and a half. We just don't know. But we're very quick to go back to that one.
Yeah.
Also, the umpires, I don't want to speak on behalf of them, but I'm pretty sure they're trained to look at the boot. So if it was touched off the boot, off hands.
True.
But they're not looking for a ricochet off an arm when they're facing the wrong way. Like, that's a hard one to get.
Yeah.
But yeah. So even it's good for the game. Like, Cotters takes a good mark, goes back and, you know, kicks a really clutch goal. Like, that's great for the game.
It's true for Carlton.
No, I agree.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if that's what we talked about the arc where it's like, you know, do we want to take away someone's mark of the year because it was touched by a fingernail 50 metres up the ground? Like, do we want to get to that stage?
Yeah.
Don't know.
And there was, 90 seconds left or something? Or
who knows? That could have been a forward 50 stoppage. We could have tapped it down and kicked a goal, won the game.
Like, and vice versa. Freo could have gone down and scored. And
yeah.
Do you have any insight into the descent decision then after that? You would have been in the vicinity.
Yeah, no, none of us heard anything really. We were kind of a bit rattled. We thought it might have been like, you know, are they reviewing the call or something? Like, why? We were a bit strange. Yeah. Like, why?
It was confusing on TV.
Yeah, because we were like kind of setting up for what's next because we got in front and everything like that. And then all of a sudden we had a shot and everyone's a bit like, oh, what's going on?
Sweet.
Those are the ones I was saying to Matt Kenny, like, you just take the ball and walk back. You don't ask too many questions. You just go back home and kick it. It was a pretty surreal kind of minute and a half, but... It's like while you play footy, it's so fun. Like a couple of boys owning the moments, kicking goals, winning as a team. That's what it's all about. So it was really cool.
Yeah, buddy.
So Ava's question though, a captain's review. If it were this? If it were the final 5 minutes of the game and a decision like that Would that make it more?
But if you're a captain, would you wait if you knew what you? Let's say you got one or two for the game. Yeah, they have one. Is that?
But what if it was you could only review something in the last 5 minutes? Because they're the ones that become happens? The talking yeah. points.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say if you've only got one for the game, the odds of leaving it to the last 5 minutes are probably pretty slim. True.
Yeah.
So but then maybe you'd have to do it the last like
they'd, you know, they'd review it so that buys you 30 seconds to set up better behind the ball and all this It'll stuff. Like it just slows the game down. Yeah. Like the
part of it. I don't think it's necessary.
Yeah, we're not cricket. We're not reviewing, you know, whether someone hit the ball or
come off his
LBW.
Hip. Yeah, shocking.
Yeah,
nice.
Yep, agreed.
Good footy chat. Yep. Comprehensive. Nearest the pin. So this is now 1-1. We saw the shutout, of course, week one. Ben,
shutout.
You won 3-3. And then Harry's gone on to win 2-1
in
the response.
And that was a great response.
Really good response. Well, your back was against the wall.
And within a very close.
And I got the first one as well. So
yeah.
I was one away.
Didn't matter, really. Yeah. You lost. So.
Well, I'm just giving the background to the listeners.
No, you had match point.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Great.
All right, here we go. I'm going to name a player, and you have to tell me how many games they've played nearest the pin.
Yeah.
We're starting with an icon, Dustin Fletcher.
I already know it.
On the dot?
400 on the dot.
Oh, well, hang on.
400 on the dot.
All right. That one's now void, that. Ben. Yep, unfortunately, sorry. You've blown what was
you
a
You probably already
point.
Knew that anyway, so.
Would you have known that? 400 on the dot?
Roughly 400. I didn't know it was 400 on the dot, but.
There you go.
Is it 400 on the dot? Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. All right, here we go.
Hey.
Oh, we don't drop
Hey, mate,
in
what is that?
And MJ's got to edit this tonight.
We apologise to anyone that heard that.
They're going to edit it.
Young Max is listening.
Max sounded about six.
Apologise to Max right now, Ben.
Next one, Rollo.
Ben, seriously, mate.
Here we go.
Disgraceful.
Anthony Koutafidis.
Koutafidis, he was a frequent visitor in Adelaide. Frequent face.
Oh, yeah, he was up there,
wasn't
he?
He was up there,
I've got my answer.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 263.
That was Ben. Harry?
I feel like I looked at this the other day. I'm going to say 286.
You said 63. Mm-hmm. You said 86. Harry's on the board. It's 278.
Yeah. Okay.
Bang. I have not thought of many players in advance, so I'm just winging this at the moment. All right, let's go.
We can edit this.
Let's go.
Can you do someone random who's owned for like 30 games or something?
I was thinking that, but then. Oh,
no one's going to know him.
That is pretty fun. All right, here we go. Another current player. Harry for the win. Tom Mitchell.
I know this exactly. It's
same. You know on the dot.
Same.
How do you know that on the dot?
Because he played 200 against last week. Brisbane.
Oh,
that's a poor. Can we get a bit more organised next time, mate?
No, I like that you both got that. That would have been. Okay. They hard to think.
Oh, dead air on air.
Someone completely random. All right, hang on. Let's go. All right. MJ's just given me one, and it's extremely nuffy and on brand. Alan Dydak.
Oh, Dids. I feel like he didn't play that many.
Harry's on one, Ben yet to score.
Am I saying it?
Are we locked in?
Yep.
Harry.
Say 210.
We got 255.
Harry's done it, 218. Yeah. Jeez, really? You've had a good round.
In good form.
Very good round. Good. If you hadn't blown that Fletch one.
I would have been home and hosed.
Yeah.
Bad luck, Ben.
Jeez, it's a good game. And you're both very good at it. We had a chat last week. Unfortunately, you didn't get to celebrate a goal over the weekend, Harry.
Do you reckon we jinxed it?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
you were thinking about it as you're running in?
What's up, I didn't do? That's what I was thinking when I was running in.
Because we saw your captain, of course, had a very famous goal celebration after a goal. Cripper's done the cradling the baby.
The baby, yeah. Yep.
Which he had obviously premeditated.
Well, I'm assuming so.
I doubt he's just improvised it on the spot. Right.
Yeah, he's not that creative, Rick, so maybe not.
So we solicited for feedback and we have some great ones. All right, here we go. Dean says, get Cots to pretend to interview you.
Maybe. Do you know, on this, we were a few of us were saying a few weeks ago that it'd be cool to start doing a few more team celebrations like the NFL and
or
the
soccer.
Bowling one.
Yeah, but like also in Australia, there's so much tall poppy syndrome. Like we just get absolutely.
I love the one where It's like the, from soccer where, let's say Harry kicks a goal and I'm his teammate and I like shine his boot. Like he puts his boot, his boot up on my knee and we shine the boot.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Classic pretty cool. FIFA celebration.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where the game should be a bit more fun, I reckon. I mean, you could just do more stuff like that. Yeah. But you just get yeah, maybe we should.
You're not on social, so you won't see any of the hate. Yeah. Marcus and Tom said do a mic drop, like a podcasting related mic.
Yeah, that.
I mean, that's... Well, geez, you'll cop it for that.
Yeah. It'd want to be a pretty clutch goal.
Yeah.
First quarter, 3 minutes in. That's a mic drop.
Down by 40. Flynn says, crack a can. That's the famous Jeremy Cameron.
Yeah, it's probably
I think that's copyright.
Yep.
Yeah.
Jeremy says, the shooter McGavin. I do like that.
Yep.
How is that podcast related?
It's not podcast related, but that's...
Yeah.
Maybe. You really want a podcast?
These are suggestions, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a top.
James, he suggested three fingers on one hand, two on the other. And I said to MJ, is that a reference to get up three times?
I'm assuming it's 32, is it?
And then I think it's a 32.
Well, maybe. I don't mind that, actually. what do you think it was, these tattoo things?
I thought it was get down.
Oh, yeah, true.
Fall down twice, I don't mind get up three.
Actually, I might do the 32.
You have to go that way around.
In reference.
It's a shout to your brother.
Who wears 32 at Carlton?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you should know this.
One of the young fellas.
Yeah, who?
Matty Carroll. He, yeah, hasn't played yet.
Didn't seem convinced, did he?
Everyone's changed numbers. I'm trying to remember.
Yeah. It is a pretty proper number.
32, that's clubhouse leader.
That's clubhouse leader.
You really want to do that. And then the most popular one, many, many, many people said mime putting on headphones.
Can that be confused with the king, the crown?
A little bit. Oh, yeah, you don't want to do that. You'd have to really nail it.
Really nail it.
You have to be very specific. Yeah. When put it right over the ears. Yeah.
And then the two...
and then the two fists.
Again, optically, I'm not sure.
That one's not great. I don't think they got a lot of love on the socials. If you wanted it to be accurate, you could put the headphones on and then they don't work.
And then we fumble around for 5 minutes for the audio.
And then MJ comes on.
You run to the sideline.
Cots can be MJ. And he
MJ, I'm going to need another pair, mate. That's great. All right.
Keep sending me the P. Would you do that?
As I said, I reckon the clubhouse leader is the 32. Maybe like a scratch of the head, like why is it 32?
Gets his phone out, reads the essay.
Cotters has a big essay that he comes through.
If you do it, we'll do it then. You kick it.
Kick and do a 32.
You can do a 32.
My God, I would love.
That would do the
what,
rounds.
What hand would it be?
Yeah.
Three and two, because it depends what camera you're looking at, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
If you went to the crowd, it would be your right hand, do the three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God. And then the media will be like, oh, a tribute to his brother. They'll probably think it's a nice thing, but you're just taking
the
piss out of it.
You're taking the absolute piss out of it.
Apple reviews. Does someone want to read out our favourite from the last week?
Well, yet again, Ben's getting ragged on this, so I'm actually sick of this.
I haven't read this.
Yeah, you didn't know it was on it.
Wait, I cop it at the start.
How?
Who's reading it?
Ben, you go.
This is from Bristol is Missing. He says, "Bird."
They say.
What did I say?
He says.
Yeah.
They said, quote, "Birds often think I'm a tree." Gets me every time. Obviously, the Twinners and Losers intro. Big fan of the Potty Boys. Love the banter. Massive Blues fan. Have all three of my kids signed up as members.
Nice.
Named the firstborn after Harry. He's been signed up since he was only four hours old. We made the trip up to the prelim from Hobart.
Nice.
Hoping for the same again this year. Looking forward to Harry kicking a bag on Ben if we play and if I get over my bruise.
Ben's over his bruise.
With the monkey eyes closed. How do you describe that emoji?
Yeah, just like
I think you did
cheeky,
it well.
Can't see anything.
Yeah. Like it.
Yeah, sorry, Ben. I forgot. I didn't realize it was quite so harsh on you.
Well, that's what this podcast is about.
Yeah, it really basically. Is. But thank you. Thank you for leaving Apple reviews. We love them.
Yeah.
Wayne from Warragul sent us a grab.
Wayne, here we go.
Really
I wonder what this could be.
G'day, fellas. It's Wayne from Warragul here again. How are you, boys? Oh, that's good. That's good. Hey, Harry, I just caught up with my little nephew, Timmy, and he was saying he went down to the Carlton Football Club yesterday and you guys had a little signing session, and he's a big fan of yours, Harry, and he's all excited to come meet you. And anyway, he was saying he went up to your stool where you're at and wanted a few things signed, but apparently you're only signing one item per person and anything extra, there's going to be a fee. So anyway, long story short, little Timmy come home $50 short. Yeah, I just wanted to know what that money was going towards, mate, and did it have anything to do with paying off with your hair treatment? Anyway, let us know. Good on you, fellas. Have a good one.
Outrageous accusation.
That's a huge accusation there, Wayne.
That's one of his better ones.
I think young Timmy might be a bit delusional, but
how could you do that to poor Timmy?
I can't believe
I think Timmy might have lost his $50 on the way home and made up some extravagant story about me. Yeah.
That's something you would do, though.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It is.
You're the tight ass of the group.
What?
You complain about coffee being 30 cents more expensive.
It's for the whole fan base. Relatable, not just us.
You charge way more on Cameo, don't you?
Supply vs. demand, man.
Cameo.
Swish.
The preferred supplier of
donuts over there.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, thanks, Wayne. That's not true at all, but not sure where he's getting his mail from.
No, I liked it.
It's winners and losers.
Ben and Harry's.
I'm so excited for this.
Twitters.
Birds often think I'm a tree.
And losers.
I hate cheese.
Oh, my God.
I think we should add the tomato gate in that bit. Yeah. Twitters and losers.
Yeah.
MJ, thoughts?
Marshy.
Yeah. I reckon we can get that done.
Maybe you can have a word to Marshy, mate.
I think I will.
Nice.
I'll go first.
Fresh rock. Ben.
My Twitter is, there's a new documentary on Netflix. It's about Man City when they won the treble last year.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was great. I've almost finished it. So on the plane to and from Adelaide, put that on and thought it was a great watch. So highly recommend. I think it is called Treble. Man City Treble or something. Yeah. So that you sort of forget, obviously they're on millions and millions of dollars, but the insight, they are just like us. Like they're plenty of banter, nice people. The insight was great. So yeah, I'd highly recommend if you're into your sports docos.
Nice.
What platform is that on?
I said Netflix, yeah.
Yep.
Do any players jump out as like favourites of yours now?
Yeah. Erling Haaland.
Yeah. He seems cool.
Yeah, he does. He reminds me of, because he's got blonde hair, like he'd be like over 200 centimetres.
Yeah.
We've spoken about how when we used to play FIFA growing up, we'd make our players like just man mountains.
Just freaks.
Haaland reminds me of the characters we used to make, just like 100 out of 100, like just absolute freaks. So I thought it was a really good documentary.
100 pace, 100 finishing. 100,
just everything, like just a superstar.
He is a freak. He's a freak.
The way he covers the ground reminds me of our FIFA characters back in the day.
Yeah.
That's my Twitter.
Nice,
mate. My Twitter was, so we were in Adelaide over the weekend with Gather Around, and there's a few opportunities to have some fan engagement and like a few clinics and everything. And my Twitter was one. There was someone there that had one of our T-shirts that wanted signed.
Oh, really?
So that was cool to see. Nice. I like that. And another one, I know a few, probably the start of the year, I had one of my twinners is the Taylor Swift bracelet. That's really caught on. I reckon like 5 or 6 people have given us some.
Oh, is this a new one or is this?
Yeah, a few boys got given this one today. It's all kind of a bit of a
trend. Do you have to, in the morning, pick which one you're going to wear or like?
No, it's more they give them to you and you kind of collect them.
So you don't wear it 24/7?
No.
The idea is to trade though, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, but I'm not always prepared.
No. Have you made one before?
I haven't personally made one, no. Maybe that could be a job for me to do.
Probably should. You should probably just make 5 and then just have them somewhere at the club.
Yeah. Give them away. Yeah.
But I think it's cool that people go out of their way to make something for us.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Oh, I didn't even realise.
Yeah, it's personalised. A lot of the boys got them today. Some of them,
what does it say?
A couple of young girls were giving them out today. That was really nice.
It's got HM10 on it.
Yeah, so my initials and then my number for those playing at home.
Why did you pick 10?
Why did you pick 10?
That's a great question.
I'd love to.
All right, well.
If it's anything like the 32 story, you've got a copper.
Is it going to be shorter or longer?
No, essentially, I remember there was a day after draft at the airport, going back to Adelaide, and Shane O'Sullivan, legend in the club, shout out to Shane, but called and said, we've got these, 5 or 6 numbers available, 10, 11, 30... I wanted 23 initially because I wore it in under-18s, but they were like, mate, where this is getting that? Like, you're no chance.
Yeah, so of course. Like, we have.
Fair enough. And then essentially just thought I was pick 10, number 10, has a bit of a nice rhythm to it. So, yeah, didn't think about it too much. Didn't have 5 or 6 different reasons or put it on Instagram or anything.
Three,
so,
but
what were those 3?
Well, Waiters has got it. You would pick number 10.
So pick number 10, yeah. That's one reason why I picked 10.
Yeah, we couldn't. The first time was you couldn't have 23.
That's not a reason why I picked 10.
Yeah, so yes, it is. Yes, it is, isn't it?
I said
you couldn't pick 23, so you picked 10.
Well, there's still 5 or 6 other things to pick.
Yeah, so 10 was involved in that.
going around in circles. But yeah.
See, you would have both worn the same number.
Imagine that.
Yeah,
that
would have been really confusing.
Yeah.
Anyway. It's just a number, isn't it?
It's just a number, isn't it?
Yeah. I didn't get a picket, so.
Losers? Shit. Who's got a loser?
I got a loser.
Yeah,
Ben's first.
I think I'm so dirty on myself. A couple of weeks ago, I got a speeding fine.
Oh, my hip.
And no, this is really poor by me. I was driving the exact same spot, and I think I got done again.
No, the same machine.
You
gotta
be careful what you're saying on here, mate. You might be losing your license. And
they're only small margins.
You're projecting poor driving skills.
I'm just being honest, so people don't make the same mistake. Again, it was only two or three over, but I think I got done again.
Well, not good enough, mate. Speed on the roads.
That is, it's
not good enough. We can't.
But you're not. He's not advocating for it. He's just filthy with himself.
Yeah. Well, he keeps on doing it. We'd rather see a change in behaviour.
Correct. Anyway, I did. Last night I was on the same road and I was very, very good.
So. Well, we don't need an applause for that. You're just abiding by the rules.
You just said you want to change your behaviour, so I was explaining my change in behaviour.
I'm not applauding you for following the rules that everyone else abides by.
I'm just saying,
do better.
No, support the individual, challenge the behaviour.
Of course we don't condone speeding. I'm just explaining that I was dirty myself for creeping over a couple of times.
Okay.
He made himself vulnerable and I respect it.
That's why I like Rollo. Not so much you.
Well, whatever.
H.
Grinch. My loser is just, obviously daylight savings is gone and it's getting dark so early. It feels a little bit, getting dark earlier.
A fucking loser.
No, it's not. Getting dark early all of a sudden at 5:30, there's no sun. It's a little bit, I don't know.
I have to go to bed early, so I much prefer it.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. There's just a counter.
I agree.
Maybe it's a good debate, like, do we like daylight savings or before?
Do we like daylight savings?
Getting the hour back was
I enjoy
good,
the, yeah, that's a good point. I enjoy the hour, extra hour.
I really enjoy it when it starts, like that sort of October, November. I love it around then. But yeah, I don't know. By April, I'm kind of sick of it.
Okay.
I don't know. Just constructive debate.
Fine. Did you have a twinner or loser? Remember last episode?
All right. My twinner can be Gather Round because went for the first time.
If you're going to do it properly.
I'm unprepared. I didn't know anything.
Oh, that screams of unprepared. Remind me of Harry, Oh, Gather Round. Yeah, that was good.
How about a specific? We went to a restaurant in Adelaide called Fugazi. Has anyone been to Fugazi
I've heard about
before?
That.
Stunning.
Right.
Highly recommend. If you get to Gather Round, you go to Adelaide.
I thought you hated Adelaide, remember?
I'd only been one and a half times, kind of. Okay. And I hadn't had much experience.
How'd you go to Adelaide at halftime?
I kind of drifted through there once. I was there for like a day.
Actually, sorry, while we're on kind of restaurants and hospitality, Raz, Razio Fantasia, he is an Adelaide boy, but he recently opened up a cafe called Burrow, and we all went there on Thursday and Friday. It was a great setup, great cafe. So if you're an Adelaide local, living in the Henley area or anywhere, check it out. It's really cool.
What's it called again?
Burrow.
Nice.
Yep.
Good to know. Question, Tom?
Yep.
Here we go. This is Bailey.
Hey, lads. Bailey from Caulfield here. Would you rather win a grand final by 10 goals or 1 point?
Oh, so it's like a...
The only thing here, like the stress of a 1 point grand final would be quite high. The 60 points, you could probably maybe enjoy it a little bit more. However, the 1 point grand final would be like, it's a historic.
One for the ages.
One for the ages. And you'd probably rather be in part of that. Don't know. I'd rather
win by 10 goals, I reckon.
On the day, you'd say 10 goals. But then.
But in hindsight, going back.
Yeah. Oh, I'd still take 10 goals, I think.
Really? Yeah. I'd take the 1 point. I reckon it'd be cool to.
Oh, it'd obviously
for all
be
your
awesome
stuff to stand up in the biggest moments, 1 point. Like,
it gets talked about more. Yeah. They replay it more.
Mm. But then, there's so many little fine details in a 1 point win or loss compared to a 10 goal. You've absolutely smashed it. Yeah, I'm just. He asked for my opinion.
Hey, it's his opinion.
Righto, mate.
I hate how he says that at the end of whatever I say.
Righto, mate.
Yeah.
Okay, mate.
Yeah, dismissive. It was a good question from Bailey.
Yeah, it was.
Well done. Luca.
Hey, guys. It's Luca from Northgate here. I was just wondering, what is your guys' go to fragrance? Go Blues.
Good question. I don't know.
Where are the Dons?
Yeah, they're coming out of the woodwork yet. They'll be there.
So if you went down to Chemist Warehouse and you were to pick up a fragrance.
I feel like it's quite a personal question.
Do you wear much cologne?
Yeah, all the time. I'm a bit of a Hugo Boss man. So
yeah, I was going to say Hugo.
Yeah. The same one?
I don't know.
Not
great.
Dior Sauvage, I've had a bit of that.
Yeah. Must be nice.
Must be nice.
I don't get it.
It's implying that it's like a Hamish and Andy must be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
That you're on such good money.
You're on more money than me. I don't know.
I'm not even close. Wombat is next.
Not even close, mate. You're an idiot.
Serious. I'm not talking
about that. 7 years, you've earned more money than me.
Wombat.
Yeah, g'day, Ben and Harry. It's Wombat here from Port Macquarie, sunny mid-north coast, New South Wales. Big Blues fan here. Just a bit of a question, though. To Ben, actually. I'm just wondering,
it's
Ben.
It's 32 or something, isn't it?
Why'd you pick 32?
You should have read the cues. We spent 10 minutes talking about it. And I knew it anyway. MJ, you've got to get better at hiding it. It's the only one.
From Port Macquarie.
MJ's just slipped in a cheap shot. God, Ben cops it on this.
But it's the only one without a topic. So it was inevitable. And you two crack up, so.
Oh, he's sworn again.
I didn't.
Max is listening.
Hey. Apologise to Max again.
Shut up.
Seriously.
I'll stop swearing when you guys stop.
I had no idea. Yeah, I was laughing because I love the setup. You could tell where he's going.
Yeah, exactly. You can tell. It's too predictable.
Which makes it fun.
Half volley's outside off stump at the moment.
Yeah. Finally, Tilly.
Hey, my name is Tilly from Newtown, Geelong. And my question was, if you guys could be a fifth member of the Wiggles, what colour would you choose to be?
Nice. So assuming all the original colours.
So what are the current colours, just to refresh the listeners?
Red, blue, purple, yellow.
Nice.
Well, green maybe?
Be a green Wiggle.
No.
Grey Wiggle?
That's not really a colour, is it?
Well, Simon Cowell did an ad for Uber Eats where he was the grey Wiggle. Do you remember that?
Yes,
it's
I do.
Part of a campaign. And then you can write like a long essay on your Instagram why you picked the colour.
Yeah.
Sure, man. Yeah. We could have a go at that.
Yep.
What other colours could you be? Maybe pink?
Yeah.
Too close to red, isn't it?
Yeah. Navy blue Wiggle.
Yeah.
Red and black Wiggle.
Nice. Maybe. Wiggle with a sash.
Yep.
What would their theme be? Because that isn't one the sleepy one, one the...
No.
Yeah. Jeff sleeps a lot.
Does he?
Wake up, Jeff.
Yeah. I used to have... this is funny. I used to have nightmares about, you know, the Captain Feather Sword?
Yeah.
I used to have nightmares about him all the time.
Really? Yeah. It's really so fun.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I was obviously little.
Yeah.
Still.
I love
But then in one dream, this is so weird. In one dream, me and the Captain Feather Sword ganged up on someone else and we defeated him. And then we were mates ever since. So,
oh, great.
Yeah. Wow, that's sick, mate.
I liked it.
No, it's,
a Wiggles memory.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless it was recently.
It was last week.
After Friday night.
Oh, nice one. Good app.
Very good.
Well done.
Remember, we're on Instagram and TikTok.
Yes,
head to @BenAndHarryPodcast. Send us a DM. We've been loving all the support, all the messages.
Sure.
Yep.
Keep spreading the love. We really appreciate it. So,
yeah. If you can go on there, give us a 5-star, give us a nice review. It does really help. So we would appreciate it.
Or even share the link, share the page.
Give us a follow, say good day.
Yeah. We're all for it. So
both at Marvel this week?
Yes.
Hope for the week off from Melbourne means everything's perfect and looking forward to a good game.
Yep, that's right. Who do you guys play?
Bulldogs.
No,
you play Bulldogs. No, I just
we both play Bulldogs.
Can't play Adelaide.
It's no, we play Bulldogs. Adelaide on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nice.
Who do you play, Matt?
The Bulldogs.
Right, sorry, of course.
Yeah. At Marvel on Friday.
So we're both at Marvel.
You'll be there.
Yeah.
I won't be there personally to watch you, no.
Why?
I got stuff to do.
When was the last time you watched each other's games?
I remember the last time I went to Ben's game was his 50th game against North Melbourne. No, he was North Melbourne. Against someone. It was at Marvel. You got smacked by a lot of points and it was just, yeah. Didn't love being there, but I thought I'd do the right thing.
Well, I did the same thing to your 50th a couple years ago.
So?
That was the last game I went to, I reckon.
You went to the finals.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah, Sydney then.
Yeah.
Been two games in 4 years, I reckon.
Yeah, nice.
Nice, man.
Yep.
Cool. All right.
Go Dons.
Go Blues and have a good week, everyone.
Nice.
Good on your roll.
Catch up.
Yep. Bye.